So happy Bosses Day. October 16th is Bosses Day, and we're going to talk about the holiday itself and whether your boss is worth celebrating. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so Bosses Day is a national holiday, whether you knew this or not. Every year on or about October 16th, depending on which day of the week. It's generally October 16th, unless it falls onto the weekend, in which case it shifts. So it's October 16th, and it's to thank your bosses for being kind throughout the year. If you didn't know that it was Bosses Day, you're not alone. This is a little-known holiday. It was instated by Patricia Bays Harosky. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. H-A-R-O-S-K-I. She registered National Bosses Day with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in 1958. It hasn't gotten a lot of traction. There might be a reason that it hasn't gotten a lot of traction, and we're going to go into that in just a moment. So National Bosses Day is where you do something nice for your boss. Now, I appreciate the sentiment, but I have mixed emotions about that. So it seems like it would make sense to have a boss's day, like we have Mother's Day and Father's Day, appreciating them. So it seems like it would follow that logic. But we don't have Kids Day, and we don't have Kids Day for a reason. So it seems like reverse, but having Boss's Day seems bizarre. Appreciating your employees, like, hey, thank you for being a good employee day, might be a better idea. But it seems like a bizarre concept in many ways. So as I was looking this up, I was thinking, you know, Boss's Day is coming up. Maybe I'll do an episode about it. Let me read up about it. I found a number of articles, including one from Sherm that's saying, hey, this is bad. Sherm is the Society for Human Resource Management because it puts employees in this awkward place. There was another one, a better one, written by Ask a Manager, a blog entitled Ask a Manager, and Allison Green wrote this last year. The title of the article was Boss's Day is a Crock and We Need to Kill It Off. And so she says that, you know, Boss's Day is coming up, it's a crock, and here's why, and she lists her reasons. So I'm going to go through this and talk about it, and then I'll talk about whether your boss is actually worth celebrating. After that, using a Harvard Business Review article. Okay, so the first reason that a boss's day is a crock is, number one, the power dynamics are all messed up. Okay, I get that. Okay, so what an awkward position to put you in. If you're an employee, it's boss's day, your boss knows it's boss's day and is expecting something like, you know, how much do you really like me or care about me? It's just a weird thing. She says this, quote, it's not appropriate to solicit recognition from people below you, especially when they feel it's obligatory. You know, is it going to be money that's chipped in or buying a gift or meals or what's going on? So employees, she says, should never feel pressured to dip into their own funds in order to pay for a gift for the boss. And I think that's an appropriate stance. I mean, it just is an awkward thing to do that. It's, to some degree, it's taking advantage because it's against their will. They may very well feel like, if I don't do this, what will he say? And what will be the retribution if I don't do that? So don't put people in that kind of spot. Number two, obligatory appreciation is silly anyway. It's kind of like Mother's Day in that sense. Like if you don't get your wife or mom something for Mother's Day, that's just bad. Now, so let's say flowers, right? You don't get them flowers on Mother's Day. That's bad. But it's kind of expected, so it's not a thing. Now, if on a random Thursday in the middle of November, you get them flowers, or if on a random Tuesday in June, you get them flowers, that's really appreciated because it's not obligatory. So if you have a obligatory appreciation, we don't really know if it's true or not. So obligation to somebody who, and they say this, you know, if you're acting out of obligation at, you know, to a person who signed your paychecks, We don't know if it's real or not. Okay, number three, and this is a great point. Good bosses don't want gifts from their subordinates. And that's a great point. There's a great scene in Band of Brothers where the commander of the unit is rebuking his number two because he was gambling with the men. And he said, hey, you know, what's the problem? I was just gambling with them. I mean, we're just having fun. He said, what if you've won? He said, what? What if you won? Never put yourself in a place where you take from your men. And I think that is a very wise, very valuable lesson. So good bosses don't want to put themselves in any position where they're taking from their people. So she said this, sensitive. Good bosses are sensitive to the power dynamics. They don't want employees feeling obligated. So and I'm going to quote this because this is brilliant. So the holiday, this is a quote now, quote, so the holiday ends up rewarding bosses who don't care that their subordinates feel pressured to give them gifts while making good bosses feel awkward and uncomfortable. Okay, so, you know, that's what's going on. Again, there's nothing wrong with caring about your boss and saying thank you or whatever, but if it comes to something like gift giving or something, then it changes it. And, you know, a good boss is sensitive to those power dynamics and don't want to put they don't want to put their employees in that kind of position. Number four, etiquette forbids it. Any gift giving in the workplace, she says, should be from a boss to an employee. She goes on to say, quote, people shouldn't feel obligated to purchase gifts for someone who has power over their livelihood. And managers shouldn't benefit from the power dynamic in that way. And again, that's right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with appreciating, but if you have to buy them a gift or something, something is out of whack. Okay, so how to get out of boss's day in your office. She says, like, be the person that stands up and says, if somebody's collecting money for something, look, I don't think the boss is going to really want this gift. I think she just wants us to appreciate her all year long. And there's something very right about that. Now, it turns out that bosses are people too, and they appreciate appreciation. But the best gift that you can give your boss is to actually appreciate them for what they've done right and to do it throughout the year and to give them support and encouragement, because it turns out they're human too. Even if they're holding that position, they are human and they have feelings just like you do. So being a loyal supporter, and, you know, let me just talk about some of my bosses. Like the person that I directly report to in the graduate program, awesome. The guy walks on water with me. Why? Because he listens. He actually, you know, when I bring him an idea, his name is Maxwell. When I bring him an idea, he thinks about it. And if it's a good idea, he implements it. Now, not all my ideas are good. That's understandable. But when he does, what do you naturally do with somebody who listens to your ideas and implements it? You bring them more and you do everything to support that kind of person. My dean, the person above this person, he's a director of graduate programs, my dean who's above that. Hey, look, he's trying and he comes unnaturally to this leadership position and he took it when nobody wanted it. So I got to give him high marks for that. But he comes naturally from like a quantitative bent, and it's very hard for the quants to actually walk into leadership roles and do the caring people thing. But you can see he's trying, and I give him high marks for trying to do that and trying to walk into that. And so Maxwell, David, if you're listening, hey, happy Bosses Day. For my college president, Dr. Costin, he's a retired Air Force general who became a college president. I give him high marks too. He has been consistently saying things from day one. Look, if we take care of our people take care of the mission. So Dr. Costin, if you are listening to this, happy Bosses Day. All three of you, happy Bosses Day. Now, how do you know if your bosses are worth celebrating? So I pulled up this Harvard Business Review article. I've used articles by Zenger and Folkman in class before, and this is by Jack Zenger. Joseph Folkman is a 2014 article, The Skills Leaders Need at Every Level. And I pulled this up because they interviewed 300,000 and change bosses, peers, and subordinates, asking them, surveying them, what skills have the greatest impact on a leader's success. And so they're asking that, and they're giving them a list of 16 skills, and these are already you know, normed skills that leaders have to engage in. I mean, this is a good solid list, but they're saying of this good solid list, what are the top four skills? And they ask them to choose the top four skills. And so it turns out some are more important than others in certain ways. So for example, when they rank them, okay, so they're ranking the top four. And so the highest is going to get 37-38%. The lowest is going to get 9%. So you can tell from those which are the top, you know, set of skills. So the lowest one was practices self-development at 9%. Still need to practice self-development, but it's not the top of those leadership skills. Next one, establish stretch goals at 10%. The next one is connects the group to the outside world at 12%. Next one, champions change at 16%. Look, these are all good skills, but they're just not the top good skills, okay? You do need to be establishing stretch goals. You do need to be championing change, but these aren't the ones that really make it sing. Innovates at 16%, takes initiative at 19%, develops others at 21%, displays a strategic perspective at 24%. Okay, now we're going to start moving closer at 27%, where it displays technical or professional expertise. And you would think that like, well, you have to do that, certainly. That's still in the bottom tier. It's when you get to the top tier that you start to see builds relationship, the bottom of the top tier, it builds relationship at 30%, collaborates and promotes teamwork at 33%, communicates powerfully and prolifically at 35%, drives for results at 36%, solves problems and analyzes issues at 37%, displays high integrity and honesty at 37%, and at 38%, the number one is inspires and motivates others, 38%. So what's interesting about this is that top tier, basically, those top six are all the same, regardless of what leadership level you're on. So whether you're supervisory or whether you're middle management or executive team or the very top of the organization, those skills don't change. In fact, the order, the ranking order that I just listed, it's the exact order for a supervisory manager. Now, with middle managers, they say that problem solving moves ahead of everything else for middle management. And then for senior management, communicating powerfully moves into the number two spot. It's up there just behind inspiring and motivating. And in top management, there's a new competency that is strategic perspective that has to move in. And that's the first time that's moved and anything in the top six have changed at all. So regardless of what your managers do, okay, with the exception of this displays a strategic perspective, which comes in at the very top, they need to do these things. They need to build relationships, collaborate and promote teamwork, communicate powerfully and prolifically, drive for results, solve problems and analyze issues, display high integrity and honesty, and on the very top, inspire and motivate others. How does your boss do? I think maybe instead of thinking about whether you should be celebrating them on Boss's Day, think about, is your boss doing these things? If your boss is doing these things, celebrate them every day by being a good, loyal individual who's helping them succeed. And that's what they want. They want you to help them succeed. And, you know, to the degree that you are in alignment or that they're in alignment with this and they're in alignment with the mission of the organization, it's easy to help them succeed. If not, how can you help them become more like this and kind of lead them into how to drive for results or inspire and motivate others more effectively? That's what they ought to be doing, and that's what you ought to be supporting and thanking on Boss's Day. Hey, look, I hope that you have a good boss like I do. I have great leadership where I work, where I teach. I hope that you have the same, but I want you to understand how Boss's Day works, or you know what the holiday is about and what a good boss looks like. Because if that's the case, your life is going to go so much easier. There's a research by Sean Acor where he talks about how if you have a good relationship with your direct boss, you're going to be doing just fine. If you have a bad relationship with your direct boss, it's like eating a diet of fatty foods. It's going to give you a heart attack. I mean, it's having that effect on you. That psychic cost that it's having on you is as if you're eating fatty foods daily and smoking, chain smoking, and that kind of thing. It's remarkable the impact that a boss has on an employee. So I hope that that's your case. If not, you can celebrate National Feral Cat Day, which is the same exact day, October 16th. So it's, you know, National Bosses Day or National Feral Cat Day. So the choice is yours. Okay, let me close with the quotation for contemplation for today. It comes from the 5th U.S. Secretary of Defense. His name was Charles Irwin Wilson. He said this, quote, "A good boss makes his men realize they have more ability than they think they have, so that they consistently do better work than they thought they could." What a great line. A good boss makes his men realize that they have more ability than they think they have, so that they can consistently do better work than they thought that they could. Hey, look, if that's you, if your boss has helped you realize that you can do better work than you thought you could, go celebrate him. Hey, thanks for your time, and I hope this episode helps you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow.